It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Dishing this morning. Well, it doesn't feel like the Daily Dust when you're talking about a funeral. Clive Davis was laid to rest in New York yesterday. Kenny G opened with a clarinet solo. Jennifer Hudson sang Hallelujah and I Will Always Love You. And there were eulogies from Dionne Warwick, Bruce Springsteen, Alicia Keys, and Barry Manilow.
This is really difficult for me, for all of us. A few months ago, surgeons removed a piece of my lung. Last week, I lost a piece of my heart.
Ooh, for a second there, I thought he was going to make it about himself, but he pulled it off in the end. Taylor and Travis update for those of you who love them and the rest of you. Sorry. Check out pictures of stuff being loaded into Madison Square Garden. Those are online, and it includes a case that says 40-inch mirror ball on it. Okay. After a fan relieved themselves at his June 26th show in Philadelphia, folk pop singer Noah Kahan referenced the incident during a recent concert in Toronto, making his audience make a pledge.
I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
I will not
my pants. I will not my pants.
And if I do.
And if I do.
I won't take it from my pants and put it on the floor.
Ew.
Okay, thank you. Hang on.
Answering a phone call in the middle of his show. That isn't any worse than talking about poo. John Cena shaved his head for another hair transplant, and he doesn't care who knows about it. Taylor Sheridan also doesn't care, but not about that. About winning Emmys or pleasing TV critics. He's created an empire, he says, by focusing on his storytelling, and says, my goal is to sit somebody on their couch and move them, make them think. Wait, they're sitting but moving? Okay. Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales, completed the National Three Peaks Challenge over the weekend, climbing the UK's three highest mountains within 24 hours. She had a good reason, though.
I really wanted to use this opportunity to support the Royal Marsden Cancer Charity, an organisation very dear to me, but who do extraordinary work supporting those living with and beyond the disease.
Yeah, she was diagnosed with cancer back in March of 2024. We still don't know what kind. Angelina Jolie says she has not dated since her divorce from Brad Pitt a decade ago, which was only just recently finalized. And Michael, the movie, has surpassed Oppenheimer to become the highest grossing biopic of all time. And I got a dirt alert. Y'all, Lorenzo Lamas is seeking to finalize his divorce from a strange wife, Kenna Nicole Lamas, ASAP, claiming Kenna failed to respond to the filing. But this is all because Lamas confirms his renewed relationship with Heather Locklear, who recently said their reunion had been a long time coming. What? Okay, I got bad news. I got a Kardashian alert. Will Ferrell stars in a new Skims campaign as a fictional pro golfer, Lonnie the Hawk Hawkins.
His body says retire. His Skims say one more round.
Yes.
Built for men who still know they've got it.
Listen, I don't even know if I want to see that, but I'm not going to make you watch that spot. The campaign ties into Ferrell's upcoming Netflix comedy series, The Hawk, premiering on July the 16th. And that's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3.
What can I say except you're welcome?